The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I don't know why Anthony came in this morning. He said, I feel like less than a man. I want you to explain this. Hey, first of all, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
You're always a man to me, DJ Automatic.
What's up? Anthony A. And earlier this week, I did get outmanned by somebody's grandpa.
What happened?
It was insane, dude. So I was on a flight back home, and the flight attendant's coming down to take drinks. Yeah. And before I can even open my mouth to place my order, this older gentleman at the end of the row goes, I'll have a Coke. She'll have a Diet Coke, and then looks at me and goes, he'll have, before I could even say anything, I've never met this man anything, I just gave him my order.
He ordered for
basically
you?
Yes. I told him, I looked him in the eyes and said, I'll have a cranberry juice, sir. And then he relayed that message to the flight attendant, and they took it down.
Basically, you're his chick now. You're his woman now.
Okay, I thought... Yeah, okay, yeah, that was it, pretty much. I felt like I got adopted just within that one little sequence.
I think he did you a solid. I think he cared about you in the moments that you spent on that plane together. And he's like, this is my friend now, and I'm going to be a gentleman in order for him.
Maybe just a rogue companion.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. A rogue companion. That's funny.
Why not?
No, dude. Dana, it was very he knew what he was doing. He was outmanning me. He was man-maxing me. And I didn't
man-maxed.
Granted, I have my little neck pillow and my Crockies on. I'm still a grown man, okay? You don't need an order from me, Grandpa.
I don't know.
I just think he thought of you as a child. That's what I think of. Because if you had your little Crockies on, your little neck pillow, and I'm sure you're wearing pajama bottoms, he was like, oh, look at this child. Let me order for him.
Your flannel PJ bottoms on, Anthony.
I did not have my flannel PJ bottoms on.
I've seen how you show up to the airport sometimes, and I'm like, is this guy a teenager or a grown man?
I think he did you a solid, like I said. My dad orders for my mom. He always says, I'll have the fajitas and she'll have the carne guisada or she'll have the whatever. And I think that's gentlemanly. It's kind of, you know what I mean?
What happened to equality? Didn't you? I thought we got rid of all that stuff.
That's equal? What are you talking about? How is that not equal?
Oh, because he's ordering for her.
Well, she told him what she wanted. He's not making her eat that. She says, in his mind, that's gentlemanly. He still opens the car door for my mom.
I open your doors. Not always the car door, but I always open all the other doors.
Anthony, is that a true statement?
I had your back in.
When he's in the vicinity, he does.
You guys, well, what do you want me to like sprint over to the other place just to do it?
Well, sometimes you guys just walk at different paces, so it wouldn't make sense for him to open a door because then it would be a security issue.
There have been many instances that Anthony opens my door because Otto is two blocks in front of us. So, no.
It's not my fault that you guys walk slow.
You wouldn't even wait for me, much less open the car door. He will open the car door if he takes me on a fancy date because he's trying to show out in front of the valet and stuff.
That's not true.
He opens the door. Anyway, all right, look, I need my national day now, Anthony A. What do we have?
National Ants on a Log Day.
Okay, I like ants on a log. That's peanut butter with raisins on top of celery, right?
My mom used to make those when we were little. I loved them.
Otto, that sounds delicious. But there was this one mom at a school I went to that would bring the celery with some kind of cheese in it, like pimienta. It was so gross.
Raisins?
No raisins. It was just this cheese on it. And I was like, where's the sweet? I don't know. She was
cheese and celery?
She was gluten-free before it was, you know, a thing or something. It was awful. Ants on a log all day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, can we talk about how much I love my husband, DJ Automatic? I really do. He's such a great man. Great
I
father.
I feel like this is a setup to something.
Great stepfather to my two oldest daughters. I married my best friend. That being said, there's just things that you do around the house, baby.
Like what?
Yesterday, you were helping me cook, which I appreciate.
Like a good husband.
Well, like you should. But then you leave extra stuff for me to do. Cut the avocados open, and then you leave the utensils you use all over the counter. So there's literally guacamole everywhere.
Where's it supposed to go? I put it down, and then I put it in the sink.
I was making tacos, and so I cut the lime in half, and I put them on top of a plastic. And I come back, and there's just limes all over the place. Everywhere. Pieces of lime juice. I was like, I put this down so that I wouldn't have to go back.
Okay, you're a little more organized than I am. I don't feel like I need to clean as I'm eating.
And there's just automatic. You're supposed to clean as you go. Weren't you raised to clean up as you go?
Obviously not, Dana. I'm like a wild child. Well, my parents were barely even there.
They were
at work.
Automatic, that is not an excuse. My mother was a single mother working two jobs. It's just, it's common sense. And I tell you, the thing is, I'm telling you, you're not listening.
These things are to be put on your parents. I think you guys are both grown up enough to take responsibility.
Thank you, Anthony.
And well, Dana, slow down, because cleaning, how's you going? That's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's not.
You clean after. You eat and then
no,
you clean after.
No, you cannot Dana eat with a dirty kitchen.
She's cooking and she will wash dishes while
she's cooking. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, I don't know about that. What are you, what?
Oh, God forbid we all enjoy a nice meal with a clean kitchen. I don't have to do it after. I can relax after I'm done eating.
Oh, don't yell at me. I'm not in your house. I'm not in your family. I'm not. This is like my household.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Hold on. We have a call.
Don't go over.
Hold on. We have a call. Fabiola, does your husband do anything? I don't know. Like maybe Automatic at times misses the clothes hamper. You know, the hamper's right there. And for some reason, he doesn't make it in there. Does your husband make his clothes into the hamper?
He tries, but he always misses. Basketball complex.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. Automatic, literally, I'm like, it's right there. Why can't you make it inside the hamper? Right? It's, I don't get it.
I got it next to it.
No.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Fabiola, thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me from the bottom of my heart. Call more often. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so obviously the phones are still going. Miss Bree, what does your husband do that you just, you love him, but it just gets on your nerves?
He'll literally throw the dirty clothes on the floor whenever there's a laundry basket right there, or, you know, put his dirty dishes beside the sink, but not in the sink. I'm like, dude.
Bree, and then they let everything crust up and I've got to scrub it off. I'm like, can't you run some water on it or something?
Yeah, he's good about rinsing it, but he'll still leave it on the counter. I'm like, sir.
Bree, we love you. Thank you so much for calling in. Call back.
Love you guys.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
Okay, so Automatic, I have a serious question for you. Because, and this is just real question. Why don't you listen when I ask you to do things? And like, I'm not trolling you. I swear I'm not being aggressive. And I know that Bree, Fabiola, and everybody else is turning the radio up to hear your honest answer. Why don't you just listen?
Because you're constantly saying things.
But I would not say a word.
And if I didn't tune you out, I'd probably go crazy.
That's the answer?
Yes, because you're like, you nitpick.
Uh-oh.
You're the person who, you unpack your suitcase when we get to the hotel and shame me if I don't. You clean as you cook. You're a different person than I am. And I come to accept it. I love that about you. But you have to come to accept that I am not the same person as you are.
I am never.
And I am much like, as we hear, many other men.
I am never going to accept you putting dirty forks on top of my counter and not making the clothes in the hamper. It's never going to happen. Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so we're talking about, you know, disgusting habits or just habits in general that men or husbands or boyfriends have. And I asked Automatic why he does them. He says he has to zone me out. And finally, we have a man calling. So it's Mario, right?
All right, let's go.
All right.
Come on, Mario.
Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Mario, welcome to the show. What are your thoughts on our conversation?
I'm here to back up my boy, DJ Automatic.
Thank
I got
you,
your back, bro.
See you, Mario. Go ahead, Mario.
I got your back.
Okay, let's hear it, Mario.
Yeah, so it's not just for the men. I've been with my wife 19 years, and my wife could never, ever put her dirty clothes in the hamper.
Oh.
What?
Oh. Or maybe she leaves all her paper plates out and leaves her little napkins everywhere.
Yeah. And then my wife, because I'm the clean freak, so my wife would leave her shoes everywhere, and I say, hey, baby, you're going to get it. She's like, don't worry, we're not getting no visitors.
Oh, my gosh.
Classic line. You know, Mario, yeah. I know you're on the dude's team right now, but this is Anthony, and your wife kind of seems like the homie.
I swear to God, I was going to say, Mario, just come to the door.
Like when he said about the shoe thing, I was like, can't back you up on that one, Mario.
Everything you just said your wife does, Automatic does. So, Mario, just join the team, brother. Just join
back.
The team.
Okay? He's on the man team over here, okay? Because he probably has
his wife pick her, too.
Yeah, dude, we need a few clean dudes on our team. So, shout out to Mario. Yeah,
he's going
to
show me the way of being clean.
Sure he is. If I haven't been able to do it, Mario won't be able to do it.
Yeah, so my wife, she's just pretty much like that. As soon as she gets home, everything comes off, and it just stays there for a day or two until it actually gets on my nerves. And you know, another thing about the kitchen is one thing a pet peeve of mine is stackers and packers. And what I mean by that is when your trash can is in the corner of a wall and they just keep stacking and packing.
Okay. You are married to DJ Automatic, no, Mario.
I don't do that. I take out the trash. I'm the only one who takes out the trash.
After I tell you, are you going to take out the trash? Mario, what's your wife's name?
Her name is Rachel.
Please tell Rachel we said hello. And I want to thank you so much for listening. You made her entire day. You have these guys rolling on the floor right now.
No, man. When I heard them ganging up on DJ Automatic, I got something for them.
Thank you, Mario. I'm just glad somebody's got my back here. You would think my wife had it, but nah.
I love y'all show. I've been hearing y'all show for about 3 months now. You know, I listen to going down in the DM, and so I appreciate y'all. I love y'all.
Thank you, man.
We love you back. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. Please call back more often, okay? Okay, bye.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Get a free psychic reading right now. Okay, hold on.
Hello?
RJ, I'm so excited to talk to you and get our spiritual forecast for the week. It's time for What's Your Sign? Welcome. Woo-woo.
What's up,
thank
RJ?
You, thank you.
So before all of us find out as a collective what this week is looking like, of course, we promised a free psychic reading. Go ahead. What's your sign?
Pisces.
And what's your first name?
Sonia.
Okay, Miss Sonia, go ahead and ask RJ your question.
I'd like to know what direction I should go in terms of like my career.
Do you feel stuck?
Yeah.
Have you been thinking about making a change and you're kind of afraid?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you afraid of? Change or just afraid of trying something new? Or what are you afraid of?
She's afraid of this damn economy. So obviously, RJ, we're giggling, but that's a real thing. Sonia has a very specific question. What are you feeling about it for her?
Well, hey there, Sonia. You're a Pisces, so you're a really strong sign. But, you know, the funny thing is, I see that you already know what you want to do about your job situation. And the issue is going to be silencing that voice that you have of the insecurity and fear and listening to your gut. Where you're at, I feel like you're already burned out. There's not a lot of room for growth. And I see things changing for you and quickly. And I think once you decide that you're ready and you put it out there, you're going to find exactly where you need to be. And I think this next job will help you feel a little bit more fulfilled and be more at home. And I don't know if you're debating like schooling or new certification, but I think that's a really good road to go down because the card that flipped for you today is the 10 of Wands. So it's time to definitely put something down to pick up something even better. So you're definitely ready for change.
I like that. Put something down and pick something else up, girl. I like that you mentioned that the Pisces is very strong. Why is Pisces a very strong sign? What is it about them?
I think Pisces, when it comes towards career path, they have to definitely feel fulfilled. And a lot of Pisces have like the humanitarian life theme. So they need to either be helping people or they just need to have that fulfillment. So Pisces are really strong and they're also really good with their intuition.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, Miss Sonia, good luck with the new gig. And what about our spiritual forecast for the week, RJ?
So for this week, I feel like love and relationships are going to be very intense. And there's going to be like hidden feelings that are going to resurface, maybe even people from your past that are going to be trying to come back. And I kind of feel like your people are going to have to dig deep to make sure that that's something they really want to do. Because a lot of strong conversations are going to happen this week. So pay attention to what's being said. Plus, there's going to be a new moon in Virgo this week. Mm-hmm. And that's also reminding us that any small changes can create really amazing results. So it'll be a really good week. And it's time for transformations and kind of make changes around your home life, too. I think that's going to be needed this week.
Oh, gosh. Put that call block up. We don't want any of that Marvin's room right now. Hey, it's your ex calling right now. I don't want that. Have you ever had someone call you from your past that you didn't want to talk to?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, it's really good to just set those boundaries. And if it's done, it's done.
Yeah. Otto had his ex-girlfriend calling him all the time. I finally had to put a stop to that. I was like, girl, it's over. I kid. No, not really. I'm not. But okay, listen, if you would like a free psychic reading with RJ, call us up. Seriously. 877-730-DCS1. And he will give you a free reading on the radio, just like he did Sonia. RJ is on Facebook. Follow him. RJ's Mystic. And I want to thank you once again for joining our team. We love you. Talk to you next Monday. Woo!
Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A contestant on Survivor is suing producers for $100 million because he lost his left leg while filming the show.
Oh.
Now, this is Survivor Greece, but remember, this is just one of the most watched reality shows.
One of the
right?
longest running shows, period.
Yeah. And Otto, it's very extreme. Like, you have to sign all kinds of paperwork, but I guess they were filming him spearfishing when a tourist boat drove by and the propeller struck his leg. At that moment, in the ocean, he started bleeding. He was rushed to the hospital. He had multiple surgeries to save his life, and he was in the hospital for 61 days.
I wonder if the responsibility is going to fall more on the tourist company or the production of Survivor.
He's suing the production of Survivor because he said the tourist company didn't know he was there, that it was up to the producers to protect all of the contestants. He's asking for $100 million.
Oh, yeah.
That's for my leg. I want $100 million.
And he probably won't get $100 million, but if he even gets $20 million, that's
your entire leg, Otto.
I'm not saying I would rather have my leg than $20 million.
Me too. There's no money.
I don't know about that.
Anthony,
I don't know about
seriously,
that.
Seriously, Anthony, you're going to lose a
leg. I value all my limbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, $20 million, you could build me a prosthetic. I'll be bionic, man. I'll survive everything after that.
Okay, what about a finger?
For $20 million? Like, which finger?
The middle finger. $20 million has got to go.
I can't flip anybody off? No. Nah, heck no. I want it. Need to be able to express myself.
Do you guys, do you remember when I went on a date with the winner of Survivor?
I do, Anthony. Yeah. Yes.
Shout out to Savannah Louie. Savannah Louie, she won, I believe, season 49 of Survivor. And yeah, me and her went on a date one time and she couldn't survive me, but she survived Survivor.
Well, and so she had all her body parts too, if I recall. Yep. I recall she did.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I just asked the question, what do you find attractive in a man? And the reason I'm asking this question is because 1,000 women were polled by CBS. And the number one answer is my answer. They want a man who can read. Reading is attractive. Oh. It is. I love the fact that Otto challenges me. He is smart. He is intelligent. He is witty.
That is debatable.
No, it is not. You are all of the above.
98% of women said that this was attractive. That's crazy to get 98% of people to agree on one thing.
Because I think that the whole emphasis of just looks is not enough. I fell in love with you because of our conversation, and that was the best. That just, it always is. Even now, you call me, you're working, you call me. We argue all the time, about all hours of the night. The second thing.
Hold on, before you get there, I understand what? Dana's talking about how articulate and educated you are, but I think a lot of those 98% of women that are talking right there are talking about the smut books they love to read. All right, so it's not high scholar women who want, they want a man to take them by the hips and thrust them inside of them, and it's wild stuff. Like
okay, settle those down are, there, Danielle Steele.
Listen, dude, listen, bro.
Settle down, Danielle listen, Steele.
Dude, adult content's illegal here. I got to get it somewhere. So I've been listening to all these crazy books, and I see what y'all ladies are listening to at the gym, all right? It is not pleasant. It is
you know, erotic. 50 Shades of Grey set the weekend off for a reason, right? The weekend was, that's when he really got famous after that soundtrack. Number two, what we want in a guy is learning a foreign language. Again, wanting a man to be intelligent. When anybody says, just speak English, I'm like, what? Most countries require three languages, trilingual. So being intelligent.
I don't know about trilingual. I know in Europe a lot of people are bilingual, and there are a few people that
there
are trilingual.
There are a lot of people that
are
trilingual.
You know why I know that? Because I read.
Exactly. In China, they have to study three languages. Let's not let China beat us. And then finally, playing an instrument is also incredibly attractive.
I am so attractive.
Otto, you love this list.
I'm a DJ. I scratch.
Okay.
That is an instrument. Yeah, playing the tuning.
It is.
That's not even debatable.
I agree 100%. Okay, so the phones are ringing. We have Adriana. What do you find most attractive in a man?
It has to be the effort that they put into you. Even if it's just a small thing. Getting me gas so I never have to go to the gas station. Getting me coffee because I'm low on energy. Anything like that.
Being thoughtful.
Yes.
That's your love language, thinking about you in advance. That's what I do with Otto. I always think about him as I'm putting gas in my car, wondering why the hell he didn't do it.
Getting your coffee.
I try to remember these things.
I try to be considerate. I really do. Hey, but I read, and I play an instrument.
You do read. The number one answer was reading. All right. Adriana, thank you so much for calling in. We love you. Call back anytime.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Did you plant that call?
I absolutely did not plant that call.
Like, as she was saying everything, I was like, these are all the things that Dana tells me I don't do for her.
And I took a dramatic pause before I listed all the things. You know what, though? You make up for it in other ways. The least attractive, I thought this was funny, comic books.
People that are into comic books?
Yeah.
Comic-Con's not a cool thing for girls?
No, I don't know about Comic-Con, but comic books, no bueno. Cosplay, drinking, heavy drinkers did not make the list, which is completely understandable. When we posted this on our Facebook page, one of the women who commented, hold on, I want to make sure that I get her name right, Melissa Ferris. She said, I dated a man that was being initiated into a biker club.
Oh.
He had to get permission to take me out from his higher-ups. Weird. Ended that relationship quick.
Who joins a gang at 30?
I have no idea. It doesn't even sound like a cool one. Sponsored by Kohl's.